Moving on to the offense a little bit. You know, man, this is a big concern with me. Let's start with Michael Bush here and the Michael Bush situation, because again, and I keep harping back to it, I'm not in disagreement that the decision that Jed made to trade Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo, or not give Anthony Rizzo $100 million. Personally, I would have done that. I would have done five for 100 and not thought twice about it. And I think he would have been a serviceable player. My problem with it is that they have never gone out to sufficiently supplant and replace those players at those two cornerstone positions. Enter Michael Bush. Now, we all know that he had that wonderful home run streak in the middle of the season, but I'm just going to read some stats off to you really quick over his last 90 at-bats. Larry, slash line, 178, 269 on base, 289 slug at home. He's only hitting 205, slugging 370 at home with a 638 OPS, with runners in scoring position, 152, 244, 273. I mean, this is a guy that by and large has been in that 3-4-5 of the lineup for most of the year. Is your patience starting to wear thin? Because I think mine is, unfortunately, because it's a results-based business, and we know Bellinger can play first, and you've got options in the outfield amongst the minor leagues. Some of them you already mentioned with PCA and Brendan Davis. So what's your patience level right now with Michael Bush?
Well, that is going to be tested. Oddly enough, you might notice I was looking down at my phone. He did homer tonight. So he got his eighth homer of the year. So he did homer. He did homer as of the taping of this tonight.
Shut my mouth. He's back,
no,
baby.
But I think patience is probably thinner now. Again, we talk about the premise of this Cubs season is not to just, all right, we're going to win 82 games. Let's see if we get a wild card spot. The premise is to win the division. You went and got Craig Counsell. You're paying him a lot of money. The premise is to win the division. So I don't know how much patience there's going to be. And frankly, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to want to wait that out, especially if they start really dropping games here for a little bit. I think you still can have some patience. You're still in June. You know, the Brewers have opened up a little bit of a lead here on the Cubs. And I think it's about five games and four and a half.
Is it
five
four
games
and a half right now?
Four and a half, 5 games was as of the taping of this. So I don't know how much you can think about it. I mean, do you go ahead and you just move Bellinger to first? You put PCA in the outfield? Is that what you do? That seems to make the most sense. But you're right about the cornerstones. You've never really come up with a first baseman, you know, that's done it. We all love the Frank Schwindel fund that was there in 21 for a little bit of 22. They've never really come up with that. I thought maybe Bellinger would be, maybe that would be his place. Although he's so talented in the field, you know, do you really want to do that? And they could do that. I thought maybe that they would. If the PCA comes around, I think that becomes a very viable option, especially if Michael Bush either A, you know, isn't able to find that consistency, and or B, he plays third, you know, and then you kind of deal with that. Again, I think it depends upon there, but I just don't think you go get Craig Counsell. I think the whole thing this year is every time I kind of think, hey, the Cubs, maybe they're going to take some time, look at these prospects. I don't think they're really quite at that point yet. You're not trading all the prospects. This isn't like 16, 17, 18 for the Cubs. You're trading everybody. You know, you're not going to do that. You're going to hold back. But to say the Cubs are going to be uber patient as they might have been in 22 or 23 is not right. So I don't know how much they will wait. I think certainly homering tonight's probably going to help and give them some time. It's kind of a mystery. I don't know. In some ways it is. I think in some ways it's kind of a mystery with how Counsell and Hoyer are going to handle this. And again, we are talking, you are still just a handful of games, not a handful. You're a bushel full of games into the year. You're not at the halfway point yet. We're not even at June. So you've got a little bit of time if you want to think about, you know, waiting to see things. But I don't know if that patience is going to be there. You start getting into mid-June. Let's just say we get into mid-June, early July, and the Cubs are still five back. Still wondering what they're going to do with their bullpen. Still wondering where they're going to find some consistency at some of the positions we talked about. And I don't think they're going to be patient. I think there'll be moves made.
Well, and look, the problem when we talk about Michael Bush, too, as well, is that, yeah, we are deep enough into the season where you can't just hide him in the lineup anymore, because there's three, four other guys that are deeply struggling too as well in this offensive lineup. And I'm just going to start reading guys off to you, Larry, because apparently when I bring a guy up, he homers. So let's snap some slumps here right now. Yeah. I just want to, whatever catches your eye with these guys, you know, the last 87 at bats from Miguel Amaya, slash line 161, 229 on base, 276. At home, he's only hitting 167. Runners in scoring position, Miguel Amaya, who's been getting the lion's share of the catchers at bats this season, 152, 286, 212. Dansby Swanson over his last 105 at bats. He's only hitting 200 with a 286 slug. Away games, 446 OPS away from Wrigley Field. Runners in scoring position, 162, 220, 324 slash line. Not very good. And then the final one, of course, is Chris Morel, who we all want to love here in Chicago. We love his energy and his passion. Craig Counsell made a decision to move the guy from a place that, by and large, he hit ninth last season. No one was really paying a lot of attention to him, and he was able to kind of feast at the bottom of the lineup, hitting cleanup now. His last 50 at-bats, 143. And then with two strikes, my goodness, 0-2, he's hitting 086 when the count is 1-2, 140 when the count is 2-2, he's hitting 100. Look, no one's going to succeed at that level. You want to be in the 200 to 220 range, so that's still below average. But it's just tough when you got Michael Busch and those four, all the three guys that you got to run out on an everyday basis, and they're putting up numbers like that. It's just a difficult position to be in right now offensively for the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah, and you're, you know, and everybody's struggling. And I think that could be one of the reason why you're seeing a little bit of panic, because everybody is struggling. We really don't have anything
one
really
guy.
Going. Yeah, that's it. And that's it. And I don't know really, you know, that's why I said, I think there's just a little bit of patience. I mentioned that before, but I don't think that's going to last. And I think that there will be some moves, you know, especially if they go to Milwaukee here and have a bad series. And it is kind of a shame that everybody's dropping. Maybe it's just a little bit of a slump. But again, the question is, from my mind, is going to be patience. Where are they going to have patience before they make some moves here? They might be trade a prospect. I don't think you're there yet. And I think if we're a month from now and we're still talking about this stuff, then it happens. But it is weird how the hitters have disappeared. Now, I'm more worried about the bullpen, because I do think hitters come back, and I think they've got some guys who can hit. You know, and I think guys like Morel does have to find consistency. I mean, Chris has he has some great moments, but he also, you know, has struggled to find that consistency. You know, he's been up and down, you know, especially the minor leagues first couple of years. So I'm curious to see what will become of him. You figure Swanson will snap out of it. You figure, you know, other guys will as well. That, like I said, it's just weird. They're just kind of in a holding pattern right now that you don't really want to make anything irrational, but you're not going to be at a time where you're going to have a lot of patience. So I think if the Cubs wanted to try something, play some younger players, maybe call up a PCA, I think you could do it. I think you can do it, and you can try it and see if this shakes things up a little bit.
Yeah, that's a great way to phrase it, holding pattern, because, you know, in my opinion, I think they got about a month really to maybe continue to tinker and maybe see if you can get something out of the kids, or see if you can turn a couple of seasons around before they have to make a decision. Because if they keep playing the way that they're playing right now, let's be honest, going out and acquire a bullpen option will not even be on the table. It won't even be a discussion if they continue to play the way that they are right now. And I think a big part of it too is, you know, they're only 15-11 at Wrigley right now. I believe they were 9 games over at home last season. I do think that'll be a benefit to them if they can start playing a little bit better at the friendly confines. And I think they could hopefully turn it around here, but we'll see. It's still May, plenty to discuss here, but definitely some concerning elements with the Chicago Cubs.